Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The garden is alive with life, and this week the butterflies fly again when the Soar Pavilion reopens for the Tropical Butterfly Exhibit. Get over to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations and get the tickets you will need to experience the wonderful butterflies any day you like, all the way to the end of August. The Soar Pavilion is a wonder of bloom and flight just now as the butterfly experience reopens this week. The plantings in the pavilion have rested through the winter and are now springing back to life to provide nectar for the beautiful butterflies within. As you enter the pavilion, the first thing you see to the right is a lovely Nepenthes ventricosa, or pitcher plant, with a tub of bromeliad behind it. The pitcher plant is a carnivorous plant, but no worries. They don't digest butterflies, but they do go for roaches, ants, and aphids in a big way. If you look at the design of the pitchers, you see the shape is bulbous at the bottom where the digestive liquid pools. Once the insects slip into the column, they are goners. Just past the pitcher plant are six really striking anthuriums. This is a variety named Big Red Bird, and once well established, can get to be 6 feet tall. Moving around the garden, see the lovely fuchsia arborescens, or tree fuchsias, with their lively pink skyrocket-like flower spikes. These hardy fuchsias come from Central America originally and can get a bit unruly if left alone, growing as tall as 10 feet, but they can also be pruned to be kept a bit more shapely, and they'll give us some shade as the weather warms. See the charming yesterday, today, and tomorrow just along the left side wall. This common name comes because the fragrant flowers bloom one day, fade the next, and die the third. This is a member of the nightshade plant family and has a couple of sister plants whose flowers do the same. Around the garden, there are three different kufia plants. A very special one, a hybrid named Blackberry Sparkler, is planted just in the front of the bed here. The flowers are a very distinctive design with a creamy colored tube and a beautiful blackberry ring sparkling around the end. Other kufias in the garden are Kufia Starfire Pink and Kufia David Verity. Both of the latter varieties are planted throughout the garden and grow in huge mounds, but I have only seen the Blackberry Sparkler here in the pavilion. The lovely sky blue pom-pom ball flowers are Agrigatum houstonianum, also known as a mist flower. This is a heat-loving plant with nectar-rich flowers. It is named for its hometown. Taking a look at the tree just here on the point, see if you can find the flowers on the Joy Perfume tree. This is a magnolia species and gets its common name from the famous perfume that was created from the flowers, so you can just guess why the butterflies love it so. There is also sweet shade trees planted here with flowers that perfume the air around them. The next tree to see is the interesting Magnolia figo, or banana shrub. This is a relative to the Joy Perfume tree and has a similarly fragrant flower. The beautiful Verbena bonarensis, or purple vervain, is a lovely tall herb plant that has a wide flower top filled with nectar that the butterflies will be able to land on to feed. And just here, see another species anthurium plant. There's also a fuchsia thymifolia here that has tiny leaves and very sweet hot pink but still tiny flowers. Also check out the Ruellia elegans, or red Ruellia from Brazil, with the lovely trumpet-shaped scarlet flowers. Then there's also lots of New Guinea impatiens in a variety of colors, along with some wonderful sea lavender. Then the lovely rosy-colored, sort of striped flowers on the Biden's Madame Ganawaska plant, also known as Spanish Needles. This is a variety named after the Santa Barbara Lotus Land garden owner, Madame Ganawaska. A few things to see just outside the pavilion, the fabulous little hybrid tillandsia across the exit walkway, and the hybrid bromeliad in the staghorn fern collection. Make sure to see the living wall. It's picture perfect being so full and lush just now. Then look for the gorgeous poppy blooms, both the big pinky lavender and the lovely hot orange of the California poppy growing in the bed just outside Dottie's. And in the pollination garden, look for the lovely Mirabilis laevis, or desert wishbone bush, the Ixia blooming in a lovely hot pink, and the sacred Datura with its giant white flowers. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.